Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt, and time now for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And let's say hello to John Hansen, host of
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, John.
I could hear you and listen to you sell me a Mitsubishi all-electric heat pump system all morning long, every anytime you want to wake me up with that, Wendy, at 7:20 in the morning.
You know, you shouldn't say that because maybe tomorrow I will. John is host of Block Club Chicago's podcast, and I listened to you on Your Money Matters, and when I listened to that show, you mentioned the word budget a lot. I don't even know if I know what that word means, but okay. A balanced budget in the city in Chicago, is that going to happen?
Well, you're on Your Money Matters. We talk about our own personal budgets, right? And in Chicago, there's an interesting quirk. It's different than like the federal government, where the federal government can print their own money. They don't have to have a balanced budget, technically, meaning that they have accounted for everything that they spend versus everything that they take in from taxes. The city is supposed to pass, by law, a balanced budget for the following year by the end of the current year. So by the end of this year, so 10 more days, they have to have a budget ready for the next year. Now, is it always really balanced? That's a whole other story. But this is by law, and the city has never gone over the limit. The last 2 years, though, we've kind of brought it towards the end. And on Saturday, a rare Saturday meeting in City Hall was present to pass a budget. Now, normally, the way in Chicago it's done, and it was done under Daley's and others, was the mayor said, here's what we're going to do. And then 50 alder people said yes. And under Lori Lightfoot, that started to change. It started to be a little more contentious. Some people say that's a good thing, right? Some pushback is a good thing. And that has continued under Mayor Johnson. We didn't get quite to the brink last year, but we're pretty close this year. And this has been a real push and pull between the alder people and the mayor. The mayor wanted a few different things that would be a little bit more considered progressive. He wanted to tax corporations with what's called a head tax, literally taxing companies based on the number of people they have working for them, like $21 extra a month for each employee over a certain amount. Anyways, the city council said no. This is an interesting pushback. We don't see this very often. The city council has their own budget. They passed it without that head tax, and it passed over the weekend. And now the question is, the mayor could veto it, Wendy. The mayor could say, this is not what I wanted to balance it. And he said he's going to let us know by the end of the day whether he's going to veto this thing, and they're going to try and hash something new out before the end of the year, or if he's just going to lump it and sign what the city council passed 30-18 over the weekend. I hope I explained that for the most part.
You did. And if you're confused, go to blackclubchicago.org and read the whole story. Is an outdoor artisan market coming to Austin?
Yeah, this is really
cool. I
want
one.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. This is, have you ever been to Boxville in the Bronzeville neighborhood? That's a really cool spot. Or Berwyn Shops is another inspiration for this. Basically, picture a year-long Chris Kindle market.
Oh.
Sort of like temporary buildings set up in a market, but this one would last all year long. And it's an opportunity for businesses that don't quite have the capital for its own brick and mortar, like local shop, to have a smaller place where people can buy their hand-poured candles or can buy their things that they eventually hope to be in part of a bigger shop. And it's coming to the Austin neighborhood, the Austin Artisan Market, not until 2027. They got some grants for it. This is at 5637 West Lake, but it's going to house about a dozen West Side businesses and makers. And it's been really successful in Bronzeville. The ultimate goal is you open here, you develop a following. Sometimes it's little food or restaurant spots as well. Then you have enough capital to open your own brick and mortar, and then people love it. And that's what's happened in this, on the South Side. That's what's happened in Berwyn at Berwyn Shops, too. So they're hoping to bring it to the Austin neighborhood.
All right. And then Humboldt Park, they're pushing to save St. Mark Church.
Yeah. This is at Campbell and Augusta in Humble Park neighborhood, and it's a church that goes back to the 1890s. Not a giant sprawling like Big Spires church. It's about a 20-foot church, but it's, you know, it's important to the neighborhood, right? St. Mark's Roman Catholic Church, but it closed as part of the Archdiocese reorganization in 2022. A school was going to buy it, the Acero Charter Schools program, then that shut down. So the neighbors are like, look, we don't want to see this turn into, this whole neighborhood has changed over the last 10 years. I used to live a block away from this church, and I got priced out of the neighborhood, Wendy, because it's all like, you know, really expensive knockdown three flats. But we do need more housing, so there's a big battle in the neighborhood going about what's going to happen with this church. This is bread and butter Block Club Chicago stuff, and you can read about it at blockclubchicago.org, because neighbors are upset and trying to figure out what's next.
And if we want some really cool looking prints of Chicago neighborhoods and landmarks, how do we get into this?
This is our subscriber deal. We do it at the end of the year every year. This incredible local artist creates all these great prints, kind of done in the WPA 1920s style look. And it's a way to entice you, our listeners, and our Block Club Chicago supporters. For $79 a year, $100 a year, there's different levels to subscribe and support our newsroom. We're a nonprofit newsroom, and it helps us tell all these great stories. And we'll be telling you about it over the next couple of weeks here on Bob's show. And blockclubchicago.org, there's a big subscribe button at the top of the page, Wendy.
I love Block Club Chicago. Certainly do. And I love you, John Hansen.
And we love you, too. Look at this love we're spreading.
I know,
on
it's
a
love fest.
Oh, I love it.
We'll hear you later tonight.
You will. Bye, Wendy.
Bye, John.